resident and non-resident now and then come back to Deer?
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Scott Simpson, Administrative Resources Chief with the Division of Wildlife. Commissioner Jensen, I don't know if you had something you wanted to specifically talk about, or if you're just looking for an update for what we might be looking at coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah, if you could give us a little update, and then I have a couple
okay.
things to say. But
yeah, I think it was a week before last, end of first part of last week, whatever it was. I had provided the commission a quick email and asked for your suggestions on individuals that may be part of this working group to work on this list of criteria to help the commission make decisions as it relates to the allocation of resident and non-resident licenses. Looking forward to your input, and we'll start putting that work group together. We'll be looking, I believe, the week of the commission meeting, I think is looks like that's likely going to be the best time for us to maybe get this working group together. So it'll be that last week that starts in October, running into November, probably Monday, Tuesday. That way it'll be fresh in our minds when we can get together again in November and visit about it. So as soon as I get that list of names, we'll also add the names that we know in the department of those individuals that are interested in participating. And we'll get that meeting put together and hopefully get to work on getting that list for you. We haven't received any public comment at this time. I guess maybe I'm not too surprised about that. We really don't have something out there that's real meaty for anyone to look at. So hopefully, by the next commission meeting, we would have something like that. We'd be able to present and have some more firm ideas about where the direction that we may be going. So I would expect that those public comments will start rolling in maybe at that time. So
thanks. And maybe just to remind everybody that we started this discussion in May at the Custer State Park meeting,
mm-hmm.
asking for public comment input on the issue of resident versus non-resident and how do we fairly make decisions on that issue. And so we talked about it in May, and there's a one sheet summary that has questions that we're asking people to comment on, and I think that's on the website. And we raised it again in June at our meeting, and July at our meeting, and September at our meeting. And I know that there's been a story or two in a newspaper or two on the subject, so we really are asking the public as often as we can think of to help us with this and help us develop these criteria by which we should make decisions when we're addressing is residents and non-residents. So again, anybody listening, whether here in the room or elsewhere, we really would like to hear from you so you can help us develop those criteria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I one thing I did fail to mention is out of our last meeting, and we mentioned this when we were down in Yankton, we will be putting together a short survey to help identify the relationship that non-residents have back to South Dakota. And Cindy and I are going to get together next week and try to flesh that out and get that so that we can maybe have that as part of our decision-making process as we move towards the end of the year here and finalizing that list. So Cindy and I will get to work on that and get something put together to get out to our non-residents.
Great. Anybody? Yes, Commissioner Sharp.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Sharp here. With regards to this type of discussion, is staff going to be able to put together a set of data points that would really list the surrounding states' non-resident percentages of, you know, how many non-residents are hunting in a Nebraska for deer, or Colorado for deer, North Dakota for deer, or pheasant hunting, or fishing, or something? So there's going to be some comparable data that is useful in that discussion, as well as the fees involved in hunting license, because we see public comments all the time that, you know, we should triple fees and all these kinds of things. And so I think some of that information would be certainly beneficial.
Mr. Chair, yeah. Commissioner Sharp, we've assembled that information for various topics several times over the years. And I think, yeah, when we get together with our work group, I think we need to be able to give them some background, some knowledge of what other states are doing, as well as you all, maybe a reminder of where we've been on some of these situations, in some of these instances, how we compare to other states. But we've definitely put that information together in the past, and I think it's probably going to be part of the foundation that's used to get this discussion moving forward. So great reminder. Thank you.
So, this issue comes up specifically from time to time, and maybe the next issue is going to be archery deer when non-resident issues are going to be there. There was a discussion yesterday about maybe residents or non-residents hunting mountain lions. No proposal, just comments and just general discussion. So it comes up all the time, and we really hope that people will tell us what they think and help us develop those criteria. So thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I think we're going to do deer license allocation next.